Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC presents Life with a Lion. Nowadays, it takes a clever and experienced woman to pay all the household bills, feed her family well, and still keep within a reasonable budget. Consequently, you can imagine the difficulties that face an inexperienced young housewife like Ben's daughter. So let's drop in on him and see if he has any bright ideas he can pass on to us.
Speaking from experience, I'd say if a young married woman has any trouble balancing her household budget, she should turn to her mother for advice. That is, unless her mother happens to be B.B. Daniels' lion. Now, my daughter was getting along pretty well. Of course, she made a few mistakes now and then, but the biggest mistake she ever made was last Tuesday. I first heard about it when the boys and I were in the back garden burning dead leaves and rubbish.
Hey, Pop, Barbara's coming over this morning to ask Ma to help her with her household bills. She says her bookkeeping is pretty bad.
Which only proves no matter how bad a thing is, it can always be worse. Oh, Robin, don't get so close to the bonfire.
Well, sorry, Daddy. I was just trying to get warm. It sure is cold this morning.
You can say that again.
Oh, all right. It sure is cold this morning.
To listen to you boys talk, you'd think you were a couple of old men. You should be like me.
You mean wear a hot water bottle?
I'm not wearing a hot water bottle, and you know it.
Then what's that big bulge under your coat?
That's Pop.
Now, never mind the jokes. Just get busy and rake up the rest of those leaves.
Okay,
oh, and Robin, you can finish pulling up the dead plants.
Okay, Daddy. Oh, Ben, Mr. Cobbledick's here.
Good. He's going to turn over the ground and get it ready for planting.
Hello, Mr. Lion. Ain't it freezing?
I don't know what's the matter with everyone. What makes you think it's so cold?
Well, this morning I saw a blue jay with a red nose. That's a good joke if ever I heard one, and I've heard one, and that's it.
Well, you seem to have convinced yourself.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Lyon, could you please show me where the spades are?
I'll show you, Mr. Cobbledick. Just come with me.
Thank you, my handsome.
Well, Mrs. Lyon, I thought you would all like a nice hot cup of chocolate to warm you up.
Oh, thank you, Aggie.
Oh, boy, chocolate biscuits.
Master Robin, you mustn't eat biscuits with those dirty hands.
Why not? The dirt won't show on the chocolate.
Hello, family.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Barbara. I thought you were coming over earlier.
Oh, I couldn't. Mother, we haven't got any hot water in our house. Do you mind if Russell and I take our bath here?
Why don't you just move in?
That's not the least bit funny. There's something wrong with my pipes.
Well, you sounded all right in your last broadcast.
That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
That's because you don't listen when you talk.
Now, kids, Robin, will you please take this cup of chocolate to Mr. Cobbledick?
And I'll take in these biscuits.
I didn't know that nice man was here.
Now, never mind the nice man. What's this silly idea you've cooked up with your mother?
You don't understand. My husband says I mustn't spend more money on my housekeeping than he gives me.
Well, never mind, dear. I'm going to buy you a little housekeeping book.
Oh, will that keep me from overspending?
Of course. Look, here's mine. Now, take last week. I saved 3 pounds.
This I must see.
All right. There you are. Monday you gave me 10 pounds.
That part's right, but go on.
Well, I spent 6 pounds on meat, groceries, and milk, and 4 pounds on coal, and 3 pounds on laundry.
Then how do you figure you saved 3 pounds?
Darling, that's simple. I'm not paying for the laundry until next week.
That's what I call a foolproof system.
Yes, well, it's perfect for your mother.
No matter how hard I try to economize, I always seem to get through my housekeeping money by Thursday.
Hey, maybe you go to the wrong shops.
Yes, dear. Where do you get most of your things?
Here.
Now, Ben, stop that. Darling, I'm going to take you shopping this morning and show you the proper way to buy.
If you don't mind my saying so, I think I should take Miss Barbara shopping. If you don't mind my saying so.
And if you don't mind my saying so, I think Aggie's right, if you don't mind my saying so.
I'll vote for that, too.
Pay no attention to them, dear. I'm taking you to that new supermarket in the high street.
Oh, good. Is Aunt Florrie coming with us?
No, she's meeting us later. Ben, when Florrie comes over, will you tell her where to go?
It'll be a pleasure.
All right, darling. Come on, Barbara.
Isn't this a wonderful store?
Oh, it's terrific. I've never seen such a variety of things. Oh, Mother, did you get that bottle of vinegar for me?
No, dear. I bought you a dozen bottles. That way you save sixpence.
must buy some of this luncheon meat. It's simply delicious.
All right, I'll take 2 tins.
No, dear, you'll never save any money that way. Take a dozen.
Okay, I'll put them in my basket.
Oh, Bebe, look, a tin of Benson's chicken soup. I haven't been able to get that for years. Oh, dear, there's only one.
Oh. And there's only one tin of mulligatawny, and that's my husband's favorite soup. Oh, well, I'll have it anyway.
You better not. All the other tins are stacked on top of it.
Oh, don't worry. If I pull it out gently, it won't disturb any of the others.
Bob!
Oh, wait a minute. There, I got it. Oh, you thought they were all going to come tumbling down, didn't you? Well, you were right.
Never mind. We'll soon stack them up again.
But before we start, I must find my one and only tin of chicken soup. Mm. Ah, here it is. Oh, dear, the bottom's dented. Oh, good morning, ladies. And may I help you? I am Mr. Jones, the manager.
Well, you're just the man I want to see. Mm. I've got a bent bottom here, and it's the only one of its kind.
Well, now, that's extremely interesting. It's none of my business.
I mean the tin.
Oh, my dear madam, I'm afraid we haven't any more of that brand. But is there anything else I could do?
Oh, yes, please. Could you help us stack these tins back on the shelf?
Certainly. Now then, I think the quickest way to do this is to form a human line and pass the tins to each other and the last person to load them onto the shelf.
Oh, fine. Very good idea. Yes.
Very well, then.
Ready?
Ready? To you?
To you?
To you?
Right.
To you?
To you?
To you?
Right.
To you?
To you? To you?
Right.
To you? Now, wait a minute. Something's wrong.
Now what?
There's another pile of tins on the floor and another empty shelf here.
Oh, Bebe, you've emptied another shelf.
Well, so I did. You know, I don't think this passing business works.
Come on, Mother. Let's all just stack them up together as quickly as we can.
All right,
let's go.
Come on.
Manual labor. And after all this, I can chilly hope. But you ladies, we'll be more careful. Oh, that's a lot. Well, we certainly stacked them quickly, didn't we?
Yeah, we certainly did. Barbara, take your tin of mulligatawny and let's go home, dear.
All right, Mother. It's right over there. Oh, no. It's on the bottom of all those tins we just stacked up.
And it's going to stay there.
Oh, now don't get it in the tizzy.
Tizzy?
This time I'm sure I can take it out safely.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, shh. No. Watch. It's coming.
Stop.
Gently.
Stop.
Gently.
Oh.
It's nearly out.
Oh.
There. I've got it.
Achoo!
Honestly, this is getting monotonous.
Oh, why should this happen to me? I'm a good man. I never beat my children. I help old ladies cross the road, even if they don't want to go. Oh, it's not fair.
Now, there's no need to get upset. You don't have to stack these tins up again.
He won't?
No. See that sign on the counter? They're cheaper by the dozen.
Oh, Bebe, you don't mean the choice.
Yes, yes, darling, we'll take the lot. Mr. Manager, will you please add up all these bills and tell my daughter what she owes?
Yes, madam. I'll do anything, anything, if you'll only leave my emporium immediately. Now, let me see. 96 tins, yes. One side of beef, fish, vinegar, 2 legs of ham, 4 dozen.
Well?
19, it comes to £20.04.6.
What?
I said £20.04.6.
Mother, I've only got 15 shillings.
Never mind. Mr. Manager?
Yes?
Just have everything delivered to 181 Southwick Street, and we'll pay for it when it arrives.
COD?
Oh, yes, we'll pay for the card, too.
Yes, Aggie. Is my husband home?
Aye. He's still in the garden with Mr. Cobbledick.
Oh, Mother, what's going to happen if I can't get the 20 pounds?
Oh, Barbara, your mother told you not to worry. She's going to get it out of your father.
Then I'd better make him a cup of tea and put him in a good mood.
Thanks, Aggie.
Now, Mother, whatever you do, don't say the money's for me or Russell might find out.
Oh, I won't, darling.
Suppose Daddy won't give it to you.
Oh, Barbara, any smart woman can think of a dozen ways to get money out of her husband.
She can?
Of course. Now, take your father. I can wrap him around my little finger.
Hmm, very interesting.
Why, Ben, we were just talking about you.
So I understand.
Oh, Florrie, just look at him. Isn't he the best-looking man in the world?
Nothing doing. You're not getting another penny.
Then let me say it. And I wouldn't ask a shilling for myself.
No, you're not worth it.
Oh, Ben, Ben, dear, I know you didn't mean that. You're too sweet a man.
Look, Happy Hips. You're not fooling me. I know a big, ugly trap when I see one.
Then why don't you close yours?
Mother, this isn't getting us any place.
I know. Ben, dear, would you like me to get your carpet slippers?
No, thanks, honey. I'm going upstairs and change my clothes before dinner.
Oh, well, just before you go, dear, I was wondering if you'd give me 20 pounds.
Well, you don't have to wonder any longer, sweetheart. The answer is no.
Now, what are we going to do?
Barbara, I'd gladly lend you the money, but the bank's closed. Oh, wait a minute. I might have a pound or two in my housekeeping box. I'll bring back anything I can find.
Oh, thank you, darling.
If only we could think of someone who has 20 pounds in cash.
Oh, Ma, where are you?
Mother, I think our search is over.
You're right. I'm in the living room, Richard.
This is going to be hard work.
Well, then you'd better start by flattering him.
Oh, I will. But it's going to kill me.
Ma, what time is dinner?
Oh, in about an hour, dear. Sit down. Barbara has something she wants to tell you.
Okay. What is it?
Richard, darling.
Huh?
I just want you to know how proud I am to have you for my brother.
Hmm.
You're so talented, so handsome, so intelligent. Mother, I can't go on with it.
Force yourself, dear.
Maybe I have a suspicious nature, but I think something's going on.
Oh, why, darling?
Barbara, what's running through that pretty little head of yours? And when I say pretty little head, I mean it's pretty little for a head.
Well, I suppose I may as well tell you. Can you keep a secret?
Sure.
I need 20 pounds.
Okay, I won't tell a soul.
I'm ashamed of you.
But Ma, she's a bad risk.
Richard, that doesn't matter. She's your only sister.
And I need her for something terribly important.
All right. To show my heart's in the right place, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can't get anyone else to lend you the money...
Yes?
Come back to me...
Yes?
And I'll sympathize with you.
Well, that certainly was a waste of time. And we haven't got time to waste.
Now, why didn't I think of this before? Barbara, this can't fail.
What can't?
Tears. A man will do anything to stop a woman from crying.
You mean you're going to try it on Daddy?
No, you're going to. He's a little suspicious of me.
But I wouldn't know how.
Oh, it's easy. Just walk in, put your head on his shoulder, and turn on both taps. Then when he asks what you're crying about, just say you're unhappy because your mother needs 20 pounds.
Oh, but I can't turn tears on just like that.
Well, then I'll give you some help.
Help?
Yes, you just sit there while I go in the kitchen and cut up a raw onion. I won't be a minute.
Barbara, there's £2.16. It's all I had in the house.
Oh, that's darn sweet of you.
Where's your mother?
Here I am, Florence. I'm so happy you're back.
Baby, darling, what's the matter?
Nothing, dear. Barbara, open your handbag and I'll put this onion inside. Thanks, Mother. She's trying that old crying act on her father.
Oh, now I understand. Well, Barbara, let's hope it works on you as well as it did on your mother.
We'll soon see. Yes, it's fine.
Hey, Mommy, can I go over to Charlie Wimple's?
Tell him not to be late, Ma. He always keeps us waiting for dinner.
Oh, just a minute, boys. Have you seen your father?
Oh, yeah, he's in the den with... Barbara, have you been crying?
Of course not.
Then you better get a plumber. Your eyes are leaking.
Robin, don't be silly. A person's eyes couldn't possibly leak unless their head was full of water. And Barbara's a... Yeah, we better get a plumber.
Oh, not bad, Rich. Oh, Mommy, can I go to Charlie's now?
Yes, dear, but don't be too late.
I won't. Now, go ahead, Barbara. Just walk right in the den.
I don't think she'd better. Mr. Wimple is in there telling Pop something very private.
Oh, yes. His sister-in-law's fallen in love with another man.
Oh, what a shame. She has such a lovely family. How could she do such a thing?
I guess it's the same old story, Ma. You know, the infernal triangle.
Nevertheless, Barbara will have to see her father now.
Yes, there's no time to wait.
Now, be sure and open your handbag before you go in.
Oh, don't worry. I know my onions. I'll be as quick as I can.
Come in.
Oh, Daddy, may I speak to you for a moment?
Well, can't it wait, dear? Wimple and I are having a very serious talk.
Yes, I was just telling your father about my wife's sister. I'm afraid she's really in love with this other bloke.
What a pity.
But, hey? Oh, I appreciate your sympathy, Barbara, dear.
Well, you're welcome. welcome. At least you can be thankful it didn't happen to your own wife. And now, speaking of money...
As a matter of fact, it once did happen to my wife. She was infatuated with a group captain in the RAF.
Whimper. I never knew about this.
Yes, he was planning to run away with her.
Oh, that must have been terrible for you.
It was. Day after day, I waited in agony, wondering if he'd really do it. And eventually, the terrible day arrived that broke my heart. He ran away without her.
Serves me right for taking you seriously. Barbara, Wimper was only kidding.
I know.
Yes, I was only trying to cheer myself up.
Oh, I'm so glad. Speaking of money...
No one's speaking of money. And if you must cry, cry over that ivy plant. It needs water.
Now, go easy with her, Mr. L. I think she's still upset about my sister-in-law.
Maybe you're right.
Speaking of money, Mother's very worried about that 20 pounds.
I'm ashamed of you. My poor old friend's in trouble, and all you do is talk about money. Come on, Whippy. Let's go over to your house and see if there's any news of your sister-in-law.
Oh, thank you, Mr. L.
Well, a fine lot of good this onion did me.
Barbara, did you have any luck?
Yes, all bad. Daddy wasn't even interested.
Well, he certainly changed. He never used to quibble about how much I spent.
Well, no wonder. It was your own money.
You should have seen the love letters he used to send me before we were married, promising me everything under the sun.
Yes, it's too bad you haven't got one to show the cad.
Well, I've got dozens. I'll go up to the attic and pick one out. This is one of Ben's first love letters.
Well, it certainly kept better than he has.
Mother, put it here on his desk.
Oh, no. Let's hear it first.
Well, all right. I think this was one of his best ones. Listen. My own dearest Phoebe, I love you with all my heart, etc., etc., etc. Say you will marry me, and then maybe in a year or two we'll have, etc., etc., etc.
Well, I've never known a man to write such beautiful etc.'s.
All my love, your own adorable cuddle boy. P.S. It's so sweet of you to offer to lend me the money.
Well, that letter's perfect.
Oh, yes, but I wonder why he typed it.
It's probably a circular letter.
Mother. Hey, Mother, the front door just opened. Where's the letter?
It's on his desk.
Oh, come on, girls, quickly. Out the back way.
Come on in the den, Wimple, and I'll pour you a little drink.
Oh, not too little.
All right. I'll give you a big one, then. You know, it must be a great relief to know that your sister-in-law is made up with her husband.
Oh, not half.
It's a terrible thing for a woman to leave a man after they've been married all those years.
It's shocking. Of course, that's one thing that could never happen to me. I'm sorry to say.
Look, you silly old duffer, but... Hey, I wonder who left this envelope on my desk.
Well, why don't you open it and see?
I intend to. My own dearest BB, I love you with all my heart. But, Wimple, this is a love letter.
I rather get into that.
P.S., it's so sweet of you to offer to lend me the money. So that's why she wanted 20 pounds, to give to this gigolo.
Well, what's the blighter's name?
He just signed himself Cuddle Boy. I'd like to get my hands on this soppy idiot who wrote this letter.
No. Calm down, Mr. L.
Excuse me, Pop. Robin just rang up to ask if he can have dinner at Mr. Wimple's house.
I'd be very glad if he did.
Were anything wrong?
Richard, don't bother your father. He just had some shocking news.
What's happened?
Well, I'm afraid your mother's interested in another man.
I don't believe it.
Shh. Well, I think there's someone listening at the door.
Yes, I think you're right.
Come in, Florian, and take that key out of your ear.
You know I don't listen at keyholes.
And what were you doing out there?
I was just passing by.
Well, next time you pass, just keep on passing.
I was hoping that letter had stirred something in your silly old head.
You mean you know what's in this letter?
Every word.
Then you can tell her for me that I've read the letter and I think for a woman of her age, she's acting like a nitwit.
Oh, you worm. Poor BB. Goodbye, you monster.
How do you like that? My wife's flirting with another man and I'm a monster.
Now, calm down. And I'll go out and have a word with your missus.
No, wait a minute. Don't you think we should sit down and talk it over first?
Well, why waste time? I'm sure Mr. Wimple could make any reasonable woman see sense. And Ma's a... Let's all sit down and talk it over.
Well,
afraid your plan didn't work.
You mean Ben didn't read the letter?
He read it, but he didn't react as we expected.
I can't understand it. He used to be such a fiery type.
Well, I'm afraid someone's pushed his damper in.
Now, what are we going to do? The delivery man will be here any minute for the money.
Mr. Cobbledick, come in the kitchen. I have a cup of tea poured out for you.
Thank you, Agatha.
Oh, you're welcome. If you need anything else, just call me. I'll be in the dining room.
I wonder if he'd have 20 pounds on him.
Well, it's our last chance.
Then I'll have to try.
Hello, nice man.
Afternoon, Mrs.
I'm going to ask you a great favor, and I hope you won't have to refuse.
Mrs. Lyon, if I ever have to refuse you anything, I hope I turn into a pig.
Well, I want you to lend me 20 pounds. Does that mean you haven't got that much on you?
Oh, I got it, my dear, but I've been saving it up to buy a new suit.
A new suit, eh? Well, now, isn't that a coincidence?
Pardon, my dear?
Well, I mean, why spend all that money on just one suit when I can get you two?
You mean you know somebody daft enough to let me have two suits for the price of one?
Yes, my husband. Come on, they're upstairs in his cupboard.
Well, I suppose it won't hurt to look.
Of course it won't. And he's got some beautiful shoes you can try on.
Mrs. Nettle, can I have a word with you?
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Wimple. I'm very busy right now.
Where are you going?
In the cupboard with Mr. Cobbledick. Yeah, but don't tell my husband.
Mrs. L., do you really intend to go in the cupboard with this man?
Well, of course she does. And when we get in there, I'm going to try something on.
Yes, I'll bet you are.
But remember not to tell Ben. There's just a possibility he might not like the idea.
Well, that's right. You see, Mrs. Lyon wants to find out if I can step into her husband's shoes. Yeah, well, time's getting on, Mrs. Lyon.
Well, come on. It's right through this door.
Blimey. So he's the man. Mr. L. Mr. L. Come quickly.
Well, what is it, Wimple?
Did you find out something?
I certainly did. Mr. L., that snake in the grass that's been flirting with your wife is Mr. Cobbledick.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
It's true.
I'm positive he can't be the man.
All right, then. Let's wait in the front garden till he comes out and ask him.
Yes, that's a much better idea. Come on.
I'm sure there must be something here you like, Mr. Cobbledick.
Well, I like a lot of these suits, but they all be about a yard too big for me.
Mrs. Lyon, there's a delivery man downstairs who wants some money.
Well, I'll have it for him in a minute. Mr. Cobbledick is buying some of my husband's clothes.
Oh, I see. Mm. Then I'll help you.
Oh, thanks. Now, what about these pajamas, Mr. Cobbledick?
Oh, they're a very nice design. Mm. I like all them pretty flowers. But I'm afraid these trousers are much too big.
Well, gather them up at the back and you'll have a beautiful bouquet to sit on.
Oh, but I don't think I'll have much use for them.
Well, then how about this business suit?
Mrs. Lyon, this is a sports suit.
Oh, of course. Well, if you play golf, this will be perfect for you.
Aye, there's enough room in the front to carry your clubs.
And there's enough room behind to put a caddy.
Well?
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I'd swim in this suit. Well, if you ladies will excuse me.
Well, look, if you take the suit, I'll throw in these pajamas for nothing.
No, really.
And this overcoat.
Well, I could certainly do with an overcoat.
Oh, you see, and this is a beauty. Just put your arms in here.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, there.
Oh, yes, it'd be nice and warm, but it's very long.
Long? Why, it suits you perfectly, doesn't it, Aggie?
Aye, down to the ground.
Well, here's the money.
Oh, thank you. Take it, Aggie. Take it and pay the delivery man. Quick, quick.
I will.
Well, let's see now. I'll wear the overcoat and carry the rest over my arm.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Cobbledick, nobody knows what you've done for me tonight.
They don't?
No, and I only hope I can keep it that way.
Richard, I thought I told you to stay behind that bush.
But, Pop, my feet are frozen stiff.
Never mind your feet. Mr. Cobbledick sees you. He might not come out of the house.
Shh! The front door is opening. There he is, the little sneak.
And Phoebe's with him.
I told you, Mr. Elf.
Well, good night. And remember, my husband mustn't know a thing about this.
All right, but 'tis very hard to keep a thing like this a secret.
Did you hear what he said?
Mr. Elf, look. He's wearing your overcoat and carrying your blue suit.
And my pajamas. Why, he's even got my shaving mirror. You're looking at the seat of your blue serge trousers.
The gigolo! Phoebe couldn't get the money for him, so she gave him my clothes.
Just leave him to me, Pop. I'm going to pin his ears back.
No, no, I'm going to do it.
Now, let me. Cobble Dick, come here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whipple. I didn't see you there.
And I'll bet you didn't expect to see me here. Come here, you little worm. I'm going to beat you within an inch of your life.
Let me go, no. Help!
Stop trying to run away, you little coward.
I'm not a coward. It's just that my feet don't like to stand around and see me body ill-treated.
Put up your fist and fight, you gigolo.
Let
Hit
me
go.
Go
ahead.
No,
yes.
Mrs. Lyon, help! Help!
That lot in the idea of picking on that poor little man. Let go of him so he can get up off your chest. What's going on out here?
This is the man your mother wanted the money for.
Oh, Daddy. Mother wanted the money for me to pay my grocery bills.
A likely story.
Ben, she's telling the truth.
Ben, who wrote that soppy love letter?
You did, 27 years ago.
I did?
Oh, yes. Mother saved every one of your letters.
Have you really, sweetheart?
Of course, darling. It's the only record I have of how much you owe me.
Oh, fine.
That was Life of the Lions, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Belairs, Horace Percival, Bob Lark, and Charles Hawtrey. The script was by Bob Lark, Ronnie Hambry, and B.B. Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.